It's VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Security forces in Myanmar on Saturday again met protests against last month's military takeover with lethal force, killing at least four people by shooting live ammunition at demonstrators. Three deaths were reported in Mandalay, the country's second biggest city, and one in Piai, a town in south central Myanmar. There were multiple reports on social media of the deaths, along with photos of dead and wounded people in both locations. The independent UN human rights expert for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, said that credible reports indicate security forces in the Southeast Asian nation had so far killed at least 70 people and cited growing evidence of crimes against humanity since the military ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st. U.S. health officials are warning health professionals about the risk of false positive results with a widely used lab test for COVID-19 and flu. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued the alert to health facilities using a Roche test for coronavirus and seasonal flu. The agency warned that problems with the test processing tubes could result in false diagnosis in people who are not actually infected. Roche's testing system is widely used to screen large batches of patient samples in both hospitals and laboratories. A World Health Organization expert advisory committee is currently looking at AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after some countries paused distributing it, but there is no reason not to use it, a spokeswoman said. Health authorities in several countries have suspended the use of this vaccine following reports of the formation of blood clots in some people who had been vaccinated. This is VOA News. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said during a meeting with leaders from India, Japan, and Australia that U.S. President Joe Biden is addressing challenges posed by China. Sullivan told reporters at a briefing that the virtual meeting between the Quad countries, a group central to Mr. Biden's efforts to counter China's growing military and economic power in the Indo-Pacific, did not focus on China, but touched on freedom of navigation in the East and South China Seas. U.S. officials will also address issues raised Friday by Asian allies about China's coercion of Australia and its aggression on the border with India, Sullivan said. During his briefing with reporters, Sullivan also said the Biden administration is still gathering information on the scale of the hack on Microsoft Corporation's Exchange. Sullivan said the administration will be able to attribute the cyber attack to those who executed it in the near future. In the U.S. also, hundreds of immigrant children and teenagers have been detained at a Border Patrol tent facility and in packed conditions, with some sleeping on the floor because there aren't enough mats. According to nonprofit lawyers who conduct oversight of immigrant detention centers, the lawyers interviewed more than a dozen children Thursday in Donna, Texas, where the Border Patrol is holding more than 1,000 people. Some of the youths told the lawyers that they had been at the facility for a week or longer, despite the agency's three-day limit for detaining children. Many said they haven't been allowed to phone their parents or other relatives who may be wondering where they are. The United States has announced a resumption of aid to Yemen's rebel-held north to fight a looming famine as the country's nearly six-year-old war grinds on. UN officials warn that a blockade of fuel deliveries to a main port was heightening the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The aid concern came as President Joe Biden's envoy to Yemen expressed frustration at the country's Houthi rebels, saying they were focusing on fighting to capture more territory while an international and regional diplomatic push was underway to end the conflict. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo confronted a stunning series of defections on Friday amid allegations of sexual harassment that left the high-profile Democrat fighting for his political survival, angry and alone. By the end of the day, the three-term governor had lost the support of almost the entire 29-member New York congressional delegation and a majority of Democrats in the state legislature, as well as New York's two senators. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.